In the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God to whom is glory forever. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the month of Kiak. It's the visitation of the Mother of God, St. Mary, to the Mother of whom was called, "No man is born of women that's greater than St. John the Baptist," to Elizabeth. Let's take some words of contemplation over the next few minutes about this wonderful visitation. The psalm tells us mercy and truth have met together. There is an intersection point between two lines that the Lord was trying to meet together, and that was the plan that He did. The intersection of mercy and truth. The Lord is merciful, He wants to save His people. They are condemned to death by their own deeds. And in the meantime, he's right. He cannot forgive them. And even if he wants to forgive them, death has come into the world. It's like a father who wants to heal his son, but his son drank poison already. I have to take him to a doctor anyway. If I tell him be healed, still the poison will kill him. So the Lord. Very often we asked, why didn't God just didn't forgive Adam and Eve? He would have loved to. And that's why he told them, the day you eat from this tree, you will surely die. He didn't tell, I will kill you. He said, you will surely die, because it's a glass of poison. You drank it. You will die on it, on your own from it. So the mercy and truth have met together when the Lord, in the fullness of time, came for incarnation. Righteousness as peace and peace have kissed each other. Same meaning is that the Lord is going to do the right thing, and he's going to do as a king of peace. As he told Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. I am the king of peace, because if I was of this world, my army would be knocking at your borders now to save me. St. John Chrysostom comments on this when the Lord stood in front of Pilate and says, the Lord was merciful and loving to those who hated him. When he found that Pilate was worried about his kingdom, Rayahu, he comforted him and told him, don't worry, Pilate. My kingdom is not of this world, because if it were, my army would be at your borders right now. Now let's start and see the beginning of mercy and righteousness and mercy and truth meeting together. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Two points rush to mind when we see this. The point number one is very simple. It has been known in the world that the less serves the greater. And it has been known that the weaker serves the stronger. Even the disciples had this plague of comparing who was greater among them. And the Lord warned them and told them, this is the attitude of thinking of the nations, that their mighty men overrule them, but I don't want this to be among you. If you want to be great, be what? Servant, be small. So Mary, if you know the distance between Nazareth and the city of David or the temple or Jerusalem, because Zechariah was there, and he served in the temple, it's 160 kilometers, which is about maybe 120 miles. Have you recently tried 120 miles on the back of a donkey and see how it feels? And I was sitting in the car for some miles, and then I need to go to the bathroom. My back hurts. How long is left? We need to get there. How many minutes are left? And we keep asking, riding in a car with air condition on a very flat road, whereas Saint Mary, the Mother of God, heard that Elizabeth, her kinswoman, was pregnant. She took a donkey and went and visited Elizabeth. The greater serves the less. If you want to be great in the eyes of God, serve. This is not surprising. This is not surprising because this is why exactly the Lord chose St. Mary, because she had this attitude of service. When she went to the wedding of the Cana of Galilee, she had the same focus. When she entered the wedding, some of us would like to go to the living room and relax and be served. Yes, some chose this. St. Mary rushed to the kitchen. Why? The one who is invited with you is God. You don't know who you are. You are the mother of God. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It never crosses her mind, this concept. And she went, and she was in the heat of the kitchen, and she was in the heat of the problem when they ran out of wine. Now, she doesn't stand still. She prays. She prays to God, whom she had a relationship with all her life. St. Mary went into the temple. Her mom died when she was 3, and her dad when he was 8, when she was 8. And she was asked to leave the temple when she was 12. And they knew this by the Pharisees gathering in front of the holiest of holy, wondering who will take care of her. And they heard a voice that says, Isaiah 11:12, that there is going to be a fruit coming out of Jesse. And this is said about Christ. But for them, it aligned them that somebody from the tribe of Jesse, or some from the group of Jesse, will be chosen. So they brought all of the men who were eligible and put their staffs. And then a dove came out from the temple and rested on the staff of Joseph. So Mary rarely tried to say her opinion. In my speech, personally, the word I prevails very much what I'm saying. I and myself and my achievements and my degrees and my universities and all of the good things I've done into the world according to the measurement of the world, St. Mary was quiet. So we need to learn from this. When I know that somebody is help, they don't have to call me. They don't have to call me. If I feel somebody is in help, I have to rush quickly, no matter how far they are. The service is the key to reach God. God nafsu al about himself, Ibn al-Insan, the Son of Man, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give himself as a ransom for many. Serve till death. We're not asking at least serve till death, but serve. St. Mary always served, and this is the same reason that the Lord chose her. Point number 2, the visit. In the 3rd chapter of the book of Revelations, God is telling me, I want to visit you. Behold, I'm standing on the door knocking in 3:10, Revelation 3:10. If anybody opens for me and invites me to accept that visit, I will come in and I will not just say hello and leave. I will sit and have dinner with him. Means I will stay for a while and I will eat with him. And of course, this is the Eucharist that the Lord tells us, I'm here, come and eat me. And in Proverbs chapter 9, the church says, I've prepared my meal, I've prepared my wine, come and eat from the table that I've prepared. So the visit. The visit can come from as a call from Abuna. The visit can come as a call from one of the Sunday school servants. The visit nowadays can come in an email, in a text message. There is two types of visitation. There is visitation that are holy, and there is visitation that are from the devil. We can get two types of email, and we can get two types of text messages, and we can get two types of phone calls. The devil is using the same means of technology very aggressively as the Lord also is using. So Saint Elizabeth, sitting there, was visited by Saint Mary. And Saint Mary, why didn't Saint John leap of joy as soon as he saw Saint Mary, or saw Christ in the womb of Saint Mary? But it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting It happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Some churches that are non-apostolic, they argue why women couldn't be priests, why women couldn't have liturgical service. And a very simple answer. Do you think that St. Mary did not deserve to be a priest? Look at St. Mary here. She just said hello to Elizabeth. And what happened? St. John was filled by the Holy Spirit based on St. Mary just saying hello. So if the Lord intended this to happen, St. Mary would be the top of choice to have in this apostolic church, in the apostolic organization of the church. So the priesthood or the deaconship is not a sign of holiness. Any of the ladies, any of the men can be holier than any person. يعطي كل واحد حسب أعماله. He will give everyone according to his deeds. So this is as if احنا بنقعد نصلي liturgy and we pray on the Meirun and we do this service in order for the Holy Spirit to come. St. Mary just said to Elizabeth, greeting. And the Holy Spirit immediately came. Not when they met together. The Lord was waiting on St. Mary greeting Elizabeth. Then the Holy Spirit will come upon St. John the Baptist. So if the Lord wanted St. Mary to do liturgical service or apostolic service, he would have very easily granted her that position that he gave to the disciples in St. John chapter 20, when he told them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. So, number one, service, please, the bigger will be bigger if he serves the less. And the bigger will be very small in the eyes of God if he thinks he should be served. Point number two, the visitation. The Lord is trying to visit you with abuna, with a servant, with an email, with text, with something you see. This reminds me, before the priesthood, right before it, I was involved in a startup company. And then I hired somebody who's of Russian origin, but he lived in the States, so he speaks English very well. Very young person. And then it happened that God granted us the grace of the priesthood, so I left. And I left that person in the company, and I used to call them to see how they are doing, if they needed any help. And then I asked the other founder, and I told him how is so-and-so. And he said he died. He died playing soccer. How old was he? He was 24 years old. And I felt very, very, very sad. And I asked really for prayers for that person, because I told him, what do you think about our company? Will it make it? Will it succeed? Will it not? As a startup company, this is all on our minds. And he said, it doesn't matter, because I have my life. I can go from one company to other till one of them makes it. And this poor person, little he knew that this was the last company he worked for. And I was very, very saddened by that news. And I hope that the Lord would have really forgiven him his sins and have him with him in paradise. So the visitation, do not ignore a visitation of grace. Do not ever ignore it. Do not count on the length of life by the mirror of statistics. Most people live long and think you're immune from anything that happens. No, we're not immune. May the Lord always protect you and give you a chance to repent. But at some point, when we sit, it's like an exam, when we sit and solve the answers, it's like somebody wants to ring the bell and the person who is conducting the exam says, no, no, wait, wait, because if we give them 5 minutes longer, I know that some people will go from B to A. So let them get to the A. And then at some point, the bell has to ring. So the Lord is visiting us, as St. Mary visited Elizabeth. Take advantage of that visit. Point number three, about Elizabeth and Zechariah. The Lord told them something very simple. And now سيمتلئ من الروح القدس من بطن أمه, that St. John the Baptist will be filled from the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb. This is very literal. This has exactly happened today. He was filled from the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. So point number three, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one letter of my words will pass away. So service, do not ignore visitation, and do not ever doubt the Bible. Point number four, which is the point I will end with, accuracy in behavior. الدقة في السلوك. St. Paul says, act circumspectly. اسلكوا بتدقيق. يعني be accurate with yourself. I'll tell you two verses and I hope that you would remember them. First one is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. St. Paul says, I have engaged you. عملت خطوبة. I have engaged you to one husband, that I may present a chaste version, Azra Afifa, to Christ. But I'm afraid, this is verse 2. Verse 3, but I'm afraid, lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, he would deceive your mind from the simplicity in Christ. And a khayf, that's what St. Paul is saying. We'll repeat this contemplations in the Arabic, but let's focus on it on English. This is the first verse, excuse me, 2 Corinthians 11, 2 and 3. I've engaged you to one husband. Engaged. Why is he calling it engaged and not marriage? Marriage is in Revelation 19, when we see the Lord. احنا الوقت فترت engagement. You can break the engagement, unfortunately. God doesn't want to break the engagement, but you may break it if you want to. طبعا, it would be very foolish if you do that. I have engaged you to one husband to present a chaste version to Christ, but I'm afraid lest, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, he would deceive your mind from the simplicity in Christ. Simplicity in the U.S. is tough to achieve. Tough to achieve the simplicity because of the complexity of the world. But we can achieve it if we really focus on the Bible, if we really read simply, if we don't doubt what we're reading. And the second verse I want you to remember, please, Colossians 2:8. St. Paul, it's about cheating, but the devil cheating us. No, the devil doesn't offer anything true. He is father and liar, father of liars. He is a liar and father of liars. I am afraid, again, St. Paul, خايف عليهم. He says, I'm afraid that you would be cheated by philosophy, empty deceit, the tradition of men, the oracles of the world, from the simplicity in Christ. أنا خايف عليكم from these things. Philosophy, فلسفة, empty deceit, المجد الباطل, the tradition of men, behavior بتاع المن, and the tradition of the world, أركان العالم, and not according to Christ. This is really what any priest and any servant worries about the children. Not the actions, the way of thinking. How are you thinking? This is what worries more the person. We may fall in an action erroneously out of weakness, but the problem is it a weakness or is it determination? Are you convinced with what you're doing, or you say, I'm sorry, I want to repent? So the Lord is asking for repentance, but he's worried very much about the head. Where is the head? Where is the thinking? May God give you and give me that we do these things, that we serve, that we don't ignore the visitation. Mahaddi Zorna, when the Lord wants to visit me through any means, this might be a very last chance that the Lord is knocking on my door. And it comes in small things. It comes in accepting the food in front of you and fasting. And if you don't like the food that's presented to you, just think of the martyrs. Somebody who his fingers are going to be cut. Yani, let's think about it. When sometimes we complain about food in the fasting, and we say it's too long. I know, we're human, we may fail in this, but how do I answer this thinking? Look at the plate and compare it between a torture machine that one of the martyrs was going to see it. Yani, few machines that were going to cut him to pieces, few machines that were going to dislocate his knee from the socket, few machines that were going to comb his skin from top to down. I'm not trying to be graphic, but I'm trying to compare. Do you prefer standing in front of that machine or in front of a meal that you don't feel like you want to eat? I think it makes us very embarrassed when I feel that I'm complaining about food and the martyrs before me. Some of them were 9 years old. Saint Anastasia was one of the youngest martyrs. She died in boiling water, and Saint Abanum, 12 years old, and I'm complaining about the length of fasting or the meal. Number four, الدقة في السلوك. Be accurate in your behavior. Be accurate in your behavior. Small things will make you be able in spirituality to do big things. The Lord will tell you, كنت أمينا في القليل فسأقيمك إيه عن كثير. You were trying to do the small spiritual things. Fasting just half an hour in the morning instead of rushing to drink. Praying before sleeping consistently. I'm going to make you able to overcome the bigger ones. We don't overcome sins by our strength. Saint Moses the Black, or Saint Moses the Strong, the church calls him the strong in repentance and the strong in physical build. He tried very hard to overcome the immorality he lived in by excessive fasting, and that was a good approach. However, Saint Isidore told him, Moses, it's not only by your gift, the grace of God has to help you with it. And Moses focused more on the prayers for the grace of God to help rather than just only the strenuous fasting that he was putting himself through. So we have to do this, but we have to ask for the grace of God. We have to be accurate. We have to get God that with grace I'm going to be able to do bigger virtues. I remind you with last time with the two verses, 2 Corinthians 11, 2 and 3, I have engaged you to one husband, but I'm afraid that lest the serpent has deceived Eve with his craftiness, it would deceive your mind from the simplicity in Christ. And the second verse in Colossians 2, 8, I am worried that you would be cheated by philosophy, by empty deceit, by the tradition of men, what people say is okay outside, by the tradition of the world, what the law around us may allow in the country to happen, and not by Christ. May the Lord give you and give me to always rush to service, to always open the door to grace, to always act circumspectly and accurately, and to always never remove the way of thinking, Christ's way of thinking from our mind. And this will get us, by God's grace and by His help, into the paradise and then the kingdom of heaven, to whom is the glory with His good Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever.